The President's remarks upon the arrival of the President of Togo, Mats Terminal International Airport, Washington, D.C., March 20th, 1962.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, I know I speak on behalf of all the people of the United States in welcoming President Olympia here to our country. And in him, I believe we see an exceptional figure, not only in Africa, but really on the world scene. Speaking English, French, and German, he is able to, by this means, establish a most valuable channel to the great historical movements, the revolutions which have shaped all those countries, the principles of those revolutions upon which he is attempting to build his own country. This happy union, therefore, in a sense, of Africa, Western Europe, the United States, is personified in the personality, the work, the life work, the efforts of our distinguished guest. His influence has gone far beyond his own country. At the recent conference at Lagos, which took, I believe, progressive and responsible stands, he served, for example, as an interpreter between those who spoke French and those who spoke English. But his interpreting was not confined to language, but also was an effort to achieve a unity among the African leaders who, having won the war for independence, now face the even harder task of building free and viable countries and economies. I'm sure the President would agree that however difficult the struggle for independence may have been, it carried with it a certain exhilaration and elan which made all things easy. All of the difficulties were concentrated of the country in one direction. It is far more difficult to be a self-governing and free country. This represents the ultimate challenge to any people. It presents them with free choice, and choice is always difficult. So, Mr. President, for your efforts to win independence for your country, but even more for your efforts to build a better life for your people, and to play a progressive and liberal and responsible position in the development of Africa. For your strong support for the United Nations, which played a great role, and I hope that the people of this country realize how significant that role was in the independence of your country. For all these things, and most of all because it permits us to establish a contact between the president of a far-off country whose aspirations are for his people are the same as our aspirations for our own people. For all these reasons, Mr. President, you are most welcome to the United States of America. And in welcoming you, we extend a hand of friendship to your people.